Prepare to save more, spend less, and avoid getting ripped off. Listen to Clark Howard weekday mornings at 9 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Well, it's so great they got up early. Wordsmith Bookshop family, the Parks, Terry and John, and manager John Henderson, assistant manager John Henderson of Wordsmith Bookshop, along with their daughter Tamara. Thanks for being here. Ready for the Packers tomorrow. Ready to go stock some books. Ready for Curiosity Day. The bookstore opens at 235 East Main Street today at 9. And happy Curiosity Day. It's Curiosity Day with Curious George. That's from 2 to 4. And working in conjunction with the Galesburg Public Library, they've got events going on over there today, too. Terry Parks, when you open a bookstore, you think about location. You know, you've probably seen and maybe you learned from some mistakes other businesses have made in the past, but some people just don't think, like, oh, is there going to be enough parking? And where are people? How is this flow going to work?
Right.
You thought about that when you were thinking about your location. You're so centrally located on Main Street. You're so lucky. Tell us about how you found the spot.
Actually, that started with the Chamber of Commerce. When we first started looking at moving here to Galesburg, we immediately went to the Chamber of Commerce, who really got things rolling for us. And one of the first things they did was, what spaces have you thought about? And we originally thought, oh, you know, out by Walmart would be nice because that's a happening place. Mm. Or back behind where Culver's is at.
Oh, sure.
You know, that's starting to build up. And once we started talking rent prices, we knew that we just were not going to be able to be out in those areas. And so the Chamber recommended downtown.
Once someone showed you Walmart's rent, here's how much it is to be out here. But I think you guys won, though. I mean, look
where you're at. You know, we're extremely proud of the location that we're in. And to help revitalize downtown is one of our big marketing goals.
Tell me how you felt walking into that space, like you said, for the first time.
Yeah, we walked in. Well, first off, the parking was an issue. You know, we didn't think that we were going to take the space because we thought all we had was the Main Street parking. And actually, if you go around back, there's a huge parking lot.
Yeah.
And we have a back door entrance into the store. And so first time we visited, we came in through those back doors. And I'm even getting goosebumps just talking about it, because I walked in and I just felt energy bursting through.
John, could you tell she was happy?
Oh, yeah. She she never mentioned right away that she's feeling this energy. But you walked in, you're just like, boy, I could see the possibilities in this place.
Yeah.
I mean, it was... You know, it needed to have some work done to it, but it wasn't nothing that we couldn't handle.
Terry, did you have layout in your head already? Like, this is where magazines, this is where children's.
Yeah, I did. Actually, I spent three different layouts before we came up with the one that worked.
Yeah.
Originally, I had our children's section over where the magazines were, and magazines all across the brick wall and stuff. And our landlord, Mark and Jeanette Klein, who have been phenomenal for us. Jeanette actually took our plan and put it in a CAD drawing and gave us a 3D effect. And we saw where all of our problem spots were. So
just like on HGTV. Like,
yeah.
Here's what it's going to look like. Yep. Yeah.
That's so awesome. we were able to see that. And so then I tried to revamp it and I'm like, nope, that's not going to work.
And so then
I finally came with this one.
You're playing the learning as you go game too. The reason maybe you've walked in the store and you haven't seen Terry Park, she's in the back learning how to do this stuff, right? I mean, but because you're doing a lot of the accounting and run.
Yeah, it's a lot different
being
a store.
Tell us about the curve.
There's a lot to it. It's a lot different being a manager versus being an owner. You know, but I love every aspect of it. But yeah, I mean, we've had to learn a completely different POS system. I've had to learn how to do QuickBooks. Learning publishers, you know, shipping schedules, because some days we'll get 20 boxes in and some days we'll get two, you know, and everything. So, and then trying to balance, you know, advertising and getting events up and going and promoting those and doing Facebook. And, you know, there's a lot going on and I'm learning.
How did you know, and I'll ask John this maybe, how did you know, because a lot of people make mistakes starting a business. You knew you could do it financially, and did you just know Terry was going to take the reins?
I had great faith in her abilities.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I would go over and see her when she's working as a manager over in Burlington, and she always seemed to have the place under complete control.
You'd watch from afar
mm-hmm.
and see it. Yeah.
And I had never had any doubts about her abilities to do this.
Yeah.
Well, when it's your love and when it's your passion,
yeah,
you give it your all. And, you know, when we did start up, and if someone would have told me that I would have worked 85-hour weeks for 3 weeks straight, I would have called them crazy. But that's what I did. And you know, I mean, it's the things that you have to do, you know, to, but it doesn't feel like work.
And you rely on that great staff like John.
Absolutely.
Your assistant manager,
I'm learning to pass responsibility on, which is hard for me. I'm very, very much in control person.
I love this story. So the Parks family here, that's Terry, and then you heard her husband, John. They own Wordsmith Bookshop, and they hired John Henderson he worked at a Barnes & Noble in Minot, North Dakota, but he's from Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
Minnesota Vikings fan.
Oh, yeah.
John, a Raiders fan.
Yep.
And I brought up the John Madden Super Bowl, and John's like, yes, and then John Henderson's like, no, you beat our Vikings. That was way back. So how these two are going to work together, I don't know.
Especially since the Raiders and the Vikings are playing this week.
Oh, yeah. No. Wow. Well, they're sitting next to each other. It seems to be going okay. They're both smiling. And, John, it's amazing. Everything you've said about the store and about books and your love, you smile. And I bet folks can hear that because I can hear it in my ears.
Oh,
I see it on your face. You're so happy to be working. There's some great events coming up besides Curiosity Day. On the way, I see not only the Scrabble Club, but Susan Sharp. She does a book signing on October 4th. Terry, that's happening.
Susan is, her book is not your traditional book. It's more of a workbook to help you get through midlife crisis, which I am super excited to try and work through on my spare time. And just a delightful lady, just full of energy and full of passion for what she does.
Yeah, if you know Susan, that is October 4th. And then a local girl, Jane Simpkins, has a great book out, and that's September 29th. She's going to be signing. Her dad, the firefighter, was here talking about it not too long ago.
Yes, yes. Yeah. She'll be here from 1 to 3. You know, we may have to extend that considering that we have a high volume of interest and everything. But
Jane Simpkins, that's on September 29th.
Correct. Yeah.
Coming up quick. Well, that's next week, right?
And then I do want to mention, we do have another one that comes up on October 7th. That's Monday from 5 to 7 p.m., and that's Felicia Miles. And she is launching a children's book that is based on her granddaughter and the curiosity and the questions that she constantly asks her grandpa and things. And John just read that book yesterday and was really delighted with it and stuff. So, you know, we definitely have that coming up. So, we constantly have new events coming up all the time. Like we'll have a Llama Llama pajama party coming up and Little Blue Truck pajama party coming up and, you know, so there's events for all ages. And the best thing that we can do right now is tell people to follow us on Facebook to keep up with all of those events because we don't have a website up yet. I'm hoping to do that after the new year. And
Well, Assistant Manager John Henderson is here, too. And I know how proud you are to being back, being at a bookstore again because you were out of one for a year.
Mm-hmm.
So you're back again. What do you hope to bring? What did you, when you went in, you said, wow, well, this is what I'd like to bring new to the store. Or what did you think you had to offer when you came in? Not just that love of books.
Yeah, well, the love of books, I think for anybody who works in a bookstore, that's number one.
Yeah.
But what I have always wanted to do whenever I worked with books was to help someone find their new favorite book.
Yeah.
Everybody's got their favorite, but you know, come on in the store, we'll help you find something new.
Yeah, yeah. You're gonna come up and guide me to it if I'm there.
Exactly. Yeah. We'll talk and figure out what you like and we'll come up with something that you want.
Well, I think they found a gem in you, John, being at the store and
absolutely.
So lucky, Terry.
Yes, absolutely.
And so many great events coming up. So your Facebook for the Wordsmith Bookshop, check out. And don't miss Curiosity Day from 2 to 4. We want to say hi to your parents. They were listening this morning. They think you did a good job.
Ron and Leah Unger. So huge support. Could not have done this venture without them.
Yes, yes. So. Well, keep your mom at the front desk because she's awesome. Yeah.
And she
wants that new. She wants that new name tag, right?
She does.
Yeah. John, good luck to your Raiders this weekend.
Yeah, let's hope so.
Yeah, yeah.
They're doing better.
John Henderson, assistant manager. Good luck to your Vikings.
Thank you.
Yeah. And congratulations on being a part of the store. We know you're going to bring great parts. And Tamara is here too. Tamara Parks, congratulations on your silver in volleyball and your gold in softball. Was it? No.
Golf.
Golf, yes. an athlete that surpasses anything I ever did in sports. That's for sure. Yeah. And at 235 East Main Street is the spot. You guys got to be so happy there. What's it like going and opening the doors every day? Terry, how's it feel?
It feels like not going to work. It just feels like going to someplace you enjoy.
Yeah.
You know, it's, yeah. It's, well, I can't really differentiate between home and my store.
Right. Well, yeah, because it's been home, right?
It has.
And pulling up and looking at it and walking into it, it's got to make you proud. Yeah. You've done something
great.
There are
still, you know, we're a month in and there are still days when it just doesn't feel real.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, so.
And over 1,000 and maybe more magazine titles in there, too. So if you love magazines, they've got something specialty just for you, whatever your hobby is. Thanks to Wordsmith Bookshop for being here today. The Parks family, thank you so much, John, for being here. Tamara, thank you so much. Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Second hour, we're going to talk. It might get a little scary in here with Sherry and Sean. Coming up next on Galesburg Live, it's 2 minutes after 8 on Galesburg Live. Is 93.7 FM and 1400 AM. This is WGIL.